Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends, and welcome back to Part 7 in our series of programs entitled, God is Love, We Must Be Love. In the remainder of our study, we're going to focus on the love of God as demonstrated in the Passion of the Christ on Passover Day. Let's turn, please, to John chapter 3 and verse 16. This is the Gospel of John chapter 3 and verse 16. This is the most famous verse in all of the Bible. Now, why is this the most famous verse in all of the Bible? I'm sure you know it, but let's read it. It says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, so that whoever believes in Him will not perish, but will have everlasting life." So why is this the most popular verse in the Bible? Because it expresses God's love. God is love, and this verse expresses God's love. It tells us about the gospel in summary. Right there in that one verse, it summarizes the entire gospel. The gospel is the good news of what God has done, is doing, and will do through Jesus the Christ. That's what the gospel is. The good news of what God has done, is doing, and will do through Jesus the Christ. What God has done through Jesus the Christ is forgive us of our sins. What God is doing through Jesus the Christ living in us, by the power of the Holy Spirit, is He is transforming us so that we take on God's divine nature. And God's nature is love. God is love, as it says in 1 John 4, verse 16. God is love. So if God is love and God is in us, then we must be love. And that's what God is doing now through His Son, Jesus the Christ, who is living in us through the power of the Holy Spirit. He is transforming us into a new creation, a creation of beings in whom God's divine nature dwells. And God is love. And what God will do through His Son, Jesus the Christ, is He will give us eternal, Spirit-composed bodies so that we can live forever. We will have everlasting life as the children of God so that we can love God and love all of God's creation in the same way that God loves us and loves all of His creation, so that every being who is still alive will be living a life of love. And that's why John chapter 3 verse 16 is the most popular verse in the Bible, because it summarizes the gospel. It teaches us about the love of God and how God has demonstrated His love through His only Son. So now let's see specifically how our Father and Jesus the Christ, who is Yeshua the Messiah, how they demonstrated their love for us during the Passion of the Christ on Passover Day. The first event we want to look at is the betrayal of Jesus by Judas. So the title for this one is Judas Betrays Jesus. Now, have you ever been betrayed before? I know I have been. I'll give you this example. My wife and I went on a missionary trip, and we thought that we would do a wonderful thing by inviting someone else to come along. And we even told the person, "Listen, don't worry. If you don't have all the money to cover the trip, we'll cover it for you." So we were trying to be generous. We're going to this third world country, and the first thing that happens is we get to the place where we're going to stay, and before we even get to the check-in place, before we even get to our rooms, the person that we brought along with us starts to complain. "How could you bring me to a place like this? This place is filthy and dirty." Well, first of all, the place wasn't filthy and dirty. They hadn't even seen it. And after they did see it, they acknowledged that it wasn't filthy and dirty, that it was a nice place. But that's the spirit that began to be revealed here, is this spirit of betrayal. "How could you do this to me? How could you bring me to this nasty, dirty place?" And then after that one was settled, and believe me, I was taken aback by that. But after that was settled, then another example came up. where we went to visit a village so that we could minister to people. And this is, again, in the third world country. So we went to a village. These people invited us into their home. Now, they have to sit on the floor in order to eat. They cook outside on pots that are on top of rocks. This is really like camping. So we sat on the floor with them to sit down to eat. But you know what? The person that we brought with us, they said, no, right in front of our guests, right in front of our gracious host. They said, no, I'm not going to eat here. I need to leave. Can you imagine how embarrassed I was at this situation? Can you imagine how bad I felt for the other person, for our host? But this was the second situation where they betrayed us, just stabbed us in the back. How could you bring me here to this kind of situation, was the attitude. And then a third situation is we were again doing some missionary work, and it got a little bit late in the day. And this person had left here in the United States a younger child with some other people, and so obviously they wanted to be in contact and make sure that everything was fine. And I always tried to make accommodations where we could be at a certain spot at a certain time so that she could call home and check on her child. But this one particular time, we got a little bit behind schedule. And so what happened? Again, they accused me of blatantly, cold-heartedly, purposely trying to cause them to miss this opportunity to talk to their child. And that's ridiculous. But that's what they did, just stabbing me in the back and turning the knife. So on those three occasions, I felt like I was betrayed. And perhaps you've been betrayed before. Well, Jesus knows what you're going through. Jesus knows what I went through because he was betrayed by Judas. And let's read about this story in Matthew chapter 26 and verses 45 through 50. This is Matthew chapter 26 and verses 45 through 50. We pick up the story where Judas, one of the 12 disciples, was coming to Jesus with a crowd of thugs who had swords and clubs because they were coming to arrest Jesus. And Judas told these thugs, grab the one that I kiss. Now this word kiss is interesting. It comes from the Greek word phileo, which is P-H-I-L-E-O. And that means to be a friend. You know, we have a city called Philadelphia, and that's the city of brotherly love. That's that friendship. Judas was faking the friendship. He was saying to these thugs, grab the one that I kiss. Now notice what Jesus' response is. Jesus said to Judas, friend. Alright, so Jesus looked Judas right in the eye, and he was sincere. He said to Judas, friend, for what purpose have you come? And then, of course, these people laid hands on Jesus because Judas had kissed Jesus on the cheek. And they took him away to die. Now, what is Jesus' response to this? What is his attitude, his approach towards someone who betrays him? We can see this in John chapter 15 and verses 12 through 15. This is in the book of John chapter 15 and verses 12 through 15. Jesus clearly says that this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. And the word love here is from the Greek word agape, and this means the godly love. This is the type of love that with human beings it's impossible, but with God all things are possible, because God can help us to love even our enemies, even those that betray us, even if this betrayal leads to our own death or the death of one of our loved ones. This is the type of godly love that must be in us. God is love, and if God is in us, then we must be love. Jesus goes on to say that greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And that's exactly what he was about to do for Judas, is lay down his life for his friend Judas, in the hopes that Judas would repent, that Judas would start to learn the way of love, and Judas would become a true friend instead of a fake friend. Now, if you've ever been betrayed, these are the things that you need to do. This is what I had to learn to do. There are three steps. Number one, we need to pray for the Spirit to forgive those who have betrayed us. Now, why is this important? It's important because, first of all, God forgave us. We also betrayed Jesus the Christ. We also had our part in causing him to die because all of us have sinned. And so he died for all of our sins. That's the first thing. Pray for the Spirit to forgive those who have betrayed us, because that's an act of love. We will be acting as God acted toward us. Then we need to pray that these people will repent, just like Jesus laid down his life for his friend Judas, who had betrayed him, in the hopes that Judas would repent. So pray that these people will repent. And then step number three is take the opportunity to show love. Jesus did that by literally laying down his life, dying so that Judas would not have to die eternal death. All of us are appointed to die once because all of us have sinned, but if we repent of our sins, we don't have to die the second death, which is eternal death. So Jesus took the opportunity to show love by laying down his life for the sake of his friend Judas. And that's what we must be willing to do, is show love even toward those who have betrayed us. So those are the three steps. Pray for the Spirit to forgive their debt, pray that they will repent, and then take the opportunity to show love. Because if God is love and God is in us, then we must be love.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.